Today's Amud is Sukkah Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on the top of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, three lines from the top, by the words Amar Rav Ashi. So we're really in the middle of a sugya. The Gemara brought a machlaikis between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan regarding how the Kedusha of Shvius gets transferred. Rabbi Lazar said it only gets transferred derech Mekach, only through a sale, through a transaction. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan said that it works derech Mekach, or also derech Chilul, a person could just take an apple that has Kedusha Shvius, and he could say he wants the Kedusha to go from here onto something else, and that works. It works derech Chilul in addition to derech Mekach. The Gemara brought a Tanya Kevasei Rabbi Lazar. We brought a Braisa that mentions, describes the way Kedusha Shvius gets transferred, how it stays on the first thing and the last item. And throughout that conversation in the Braisa, it kept saying that a person takes one thing of that has Kedusha Shvius and he uses that to buy something else, and he uses that to buy something else. It kept saying, Lokach, Lokach. So we were medayik from the Braisa that it's mashma that Kedusha Shvius only gets transferred derech Mekach, like Rabbi Lazar. Then the Gemara brought a Braisa that's Tanya Kevasei Rabbi Yochanan, because the Braisa says that both Kedusha Shvius and Maaser Sheni could be mischallin on behemas. So it says mischallin is mashma derech Chilul, that just like Maaser Sheni, you could take the Kedusha from something that has Kedusha as Maaser Sheni, and you could just be pited onto something else, even without a transaction, without a sale. You could just verbally designate, you could say that I want the Kedusha to leave from here and to go onto something else. So too, by Kedusha Shvius, a person could say he wants the Kedusha to leave this item and go on to a different item. So that was the Machlokes Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, and the Braises which supported each Shita. Now says the Gemara Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is going to come now and limit the machlokes between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. The Kapes Tamarim explains that we always try to limit a machlokes. So here too also Rav Ashi says, let's limit this machlokes. That machlokes be pre-rishayin. The machlokes Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan was dafka by the pre-rishayin. The first fruit, the fruit that has intrinsic Kedusha Shvias. That's where Rabbi Lazar says it could only work, the Kedusha only gets transferred derech Mekach. Aval bepri sheni, but if a person already has that apple, that let's say he then sold for an orange, so now the orange has Kedusha Shvias, but pri sheni divrei akol bein derech Mekach bein derech Chilul. So on the pri sheni, everybody holds that the Kedusha could get transferred both derech Mekach or even derech Chilul. Even Rabbi Lazar agrees that on the pri sheni, the Kedusha could get transferred even derech Chilul. And that which the Braisa, which we said was a Tani Kavasi Rabbi Lazar, we had the Braisa, which when describing the way Kedusha Shvius is transferred, how it stays on the first item and on the last item, and the Braisa kept saying, Lakach, Lakach, he takes this and he buys that, he takes this and he buys that. Once we're on the pre-Shani, there's no need to talk about Lakach. So that which the Braisa spoke about, Lakach, Lakach, it kept speaking about transactions, Derech Mekach, is Aidi de Tana Reisha Lakach, Tani Nami. Since regarding the pre-rishay, according to Rabbi Lazar, we had to say lakach, because the pre-rishay, the Kedusha, only gets transferred derech Mekach. So therefore, the Braisa went on like that and spoke about lakach, lakach. It spoke about different transactions, because the first pre had to be, the Kedusha had to be transferred derech Mekach. So once we spoke about derech Mekach, the Braisa went on and spoke about derech Mekach by all the different cases, by all the different transactions. But really, hu adin, that Rabbi Lazar would agree that once you get to the pre-sheni, so the Kedusha could be transferred even derech Chilul. So that's Rav Ashi's Chiddush, that the whole machloikas is dafka by the pre-rishon, but when it comes to the pre-sheni, so then everybody holds, even Rabbi Lazar agrees, that the Kedusha could get transferred even derech Chilul. Esve Ravina Ravashi. However, Ravina asked Ravashi, have a raya against you? The Braisa says like this, Mishi Yeshle Sela Shel Shvias, a person who has money that has Kedusha Shvias. Now how do you have a Sela Shel Shvias? How do you have money that has Kedusha Shvias? So this is the makar for the statement, money doesn't grow on trees, right? Money doesn't grow on trees. So how do you have this Sela? It must be that this Sela is a pre-sheni, that really the person had an apple with Kedusha Shvias, and then he transferred the Kedusha from the apple onto the money. Each man da'amar kefima what he holds, either derech Mekach or derech Chilul. But somehow now the money, the Kedusha, got transferred from the apple onto this money. That's the only way a person could have a Selah Shel Shvias. Otherwise, money can never have intrinsic Kedusha Shvias. So now that's important to realize, that this is a pre-Sheni. This Selah is considered a pre-Sheni. So a person has this Selah of Shvias, ubikesh likach bay chaluk, and he wants now to take this Selah, and he wants to buy a shirt. Now the problem is that you're not allowed to do such a thing, because being that the Selah has Kedusha Shvias, if you use this Selah to buy a shirt, so the Kedusha is now going to go onto the shirt. Now you're not allowed to put Kedusha Shvias onto a shirt, because the halacha is by Shvias is that you have to use the money to buy something that you're going to eat, that's going to leave this world. A shirt could stay around for a couple years, and therefore you're not allowed to put the Kedusha Shvias onto the shirt. But the person's only Selah is the Selah with Kedusha Shvias. He needs the shirt. So what should he do? Kate said Yasa. So what should he do if he needs to get the shirt, but he can't use his seller to buy the shirt? So Yelech Eitzel Chen V'ni HaRagel Etzlei. He should go to a store owner who he's friends with, who he's Ragel Etzlei, who he has some sheiches with, V'aymer Loi, and he should ask him for a favor, and he should tell him like this. Tain li besela peres. First of all, you have some oranges. I have a sella. I'll give you the sella, and you give me some oranges. And so the store owner does that. And so now the orange will have the Kedusha Shvias, and the Selah is Chulin. The orange now has Kedusha Shvias, it was traded for the Selah, and the Selah goes out to Chulin. And then this person who wants the shirt, he says to this same friend, he says, Hare peiros halalu nesudim lecha b'matana. Here, I want to give you a present. I got you some oranges. I just bought them for you. Here you go. Here's some oranges. And the store owner says to this friend of his, Hey lecha selazu b'matana. Here, I also have a present for you. I have a selah that I want to give you as a present. You take this selah. And now, so now he got the seller back, and now the seller is chulen. And now this person, he could take that seller, which is now chulen, and he could buy whatever it is that he wants. So the only one that really got the bad side of the deal, so to speak, is the store owner. He now has oranges that he has to treat with Kedusha Shvias. That's not the end of the world. People that live in Eretz Yisrael deal with these things all the time. He now has oranges that he has to treat with Kedusha Shvias. It's not the end of the world. But he's a good friend of this person's who wanted to get the shirt, and therefore he was willing to make this deal with him. Now that person has a seller that's chulen. He has oranges that have Kedusha Shvias. He'll deal with it accordingly. But now this person has a seller that's chulen, which now he could use to buy a shirt. So now why did Ravina bring this brisa? Because, says Ravina, Vahahacha, now in this case, the pre-shenihu. It's a pre-sheni. The money, like we said, money doesn't grow on trees. So automatically, the money is a pre-sheni. It's something which was used in exchange for something that had the intrinsic Kedusha Shvias. The Kedusha Shvias was taken, let's say, from the apple onto the money. So the money is a pre-sheni. V'katani derech mekachin derech hiluloi. And still, we had to make this whole complicated process to get the Kedusha off of it. Why didn't we just say, you should just take some one of his own oranges, and he should say, I want the Kedusha to leave the Selah and go onto the orange. Clearly that didn't work. He had to dafka do it derech mekach, so he had to find a friend that had oranges that wanted to sell it to him, and he had to do this whole shtick. Why? Because obviously, the Kedusha only gets transferred derech mekach, so you see, even though we're talking about a pre-sheni, the Kedusha only gets transferred derech mekach, so that's a kasha on Rav Ashi, who said that l'kuli alma, even Rabbi Lazar agrees that on the pre-sheni, it works derech hilul. Here you see that there is at least a shita that says that on a pre-sheni, it only works derech mekach. So says the Gemara, Ela Amar Rav Ashi, rather, this is what Rav Ashi said. That machlaikis be pre-sheni. That not that the machlaikis is by a pre-rishon, rather the machlaikis was dafka by the pre-sheni. It was dafka by the pre-sheni that Rabbi Yochanan was mekel, and he said that the Kedusha is transferred even derech hilul. Avo bepri rishon divrei hakol derech mekach in derech hiluloi. But when it comes to the initial fruit that has the intrinsic Kedusha Shvias, the apple which grew during Shemitah, so that everybody agrees that the Kedusha could only leave that apple derech mekach and not derech hilul. The Kedusha is only transferred derech mekach and not derech hilul. The machlaikas was by the pre-sheni. That's when Rabbi Yochanan said that the Kedusha could get transferred derech hilul. But on a pre-rishon, so then Rabbi Yochanan holds, he agrees to Rabbi Lazar that the Kedusha could only get transferred derech mekach. V'hadikatani echad shvias ve'echad ma'aser sheni. Now we brought a tani kavasei Rabbi Yochanan. The Braisa said that both when it comes to kedushas ma'aser sheni and when it comes to kedushas shvias, the kedusha is nischalin. You could be machalit, which is mashma derechilo. So says the Gemara, that which the Braisa says that it works to transfer the kedusha of shmita and the kedusha of ma'aser sheni derechilo, my shvias de me shvias. It's not talking about an actual shmita fruit. It's talking about the me shvias. It's talking about money or something which was used in exchange for shmita fruit. So it's a pre-sheni. That's when it works to do a derechilo. But the pre-rishon, that does not work to transfer the kedusha derechilo. And says the Gemara, this is not just tam a deichik, rather deloite ma'achi, if you wouldn't say like this, so then meiser mamish, and you're going to tell me that when the Braisa says that you could transfer meiser, kedushas meiser sheni, you could transfer derechilo, and you're going to tell me that meiser means meiser mamish, it means the actual apple, it means the actual fruit, how could you take the kedusha from the fruit onto an animal? V'aksiv itzarata kesef bi'aducha. It says that you have to take the kedusha off and put it dafka onto money. So how could you take the kedusha from the fruit and then put it onto an animal? Which the Braisa says. It says that both kedushas meiser sheni and kedushas shvias, you could transfer it derechilo onto an animal. Now if it's talking about the actual fruit, the pre-rishon, so then how could you transfer it onto an animal? You have to put it onto money. So Elamah, you have to say that the Braisa is talking about the Demei Meiser. It's not talking about the Meiser Sheni fruit. It's talking about a person who already took the Kedusha off of that fruit and put it onto money. He brings the money up to Yerushalayim, and now he has the money, or he still has the money, and he wants now put the money onto an animal, so he wants to take the Kedusha from the money onto an animal, but we're talking about the pre-sheni, we're not talking about the Meiser Sheni fruit. So just like with regards to Meiser, we must be talking about a pre-sheni, so too when it comes to Shvias, the Brice is talking about a pre-sheni. So again, so the Maskana of Rav Ashi is that the Maskana of the Gemara is that what Rav Ashi said is that the machlaikas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar is dafka with regards to a pre-sheni. That's when Rabbi Yochanan has this kula that the kedusha could even be transferred derechilo. However, when it comes to pre-rishon, so then everybody holds that the kedusha of shvias is only transferred derech mekach. It does not work to transfer the kedusha derechilo. Says the Mishnah Vayter now. Berishayna originally, Berishayna hayalulav nita b'mikdash shiva uvamedina yoymechad. It used to be that the lulav was taken for all 7 days in the mikdash and only one day outside of the mikdash in the medina. So in the gemaras that have the psukim, so I believe the last time we had the pasuk of Lukachta Mechem was on Lamed Daled Amud Beis, if someone wants to look at it inside. So over there, the pasuk says, Lukachta Mechem B'yoyim HaRishon Pre-Eitz Hadar. It says that you take on the first day of Sukkos a Pre-Eitz Hadar, Kapis Tamarim, it says all the different Arba Mina. But it says that when do you take them? It says, B'yoyim HaRishon, Lukachta Mechem B'yoyim HaRishon. And then the pasuk ends off, Usmachtem Lufnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yamim. And that you should rejoice in front of Hashem for 7 days. So it's a shtickle steer minehu bein the pasuk. The pasuk says on the first day take a lulav and esrog to take the arba minim, and then it says and you should rejoice in front of Hashem for 7 days. So are you supposed to be taking the lulav and esrog only on the first day, or are you supposed to be taking it all 7 days? So Chazal understood, as we see from this Mishnah, that the pasuk is talking about two different places. The pasuk that says, the part of the pasuk which says, and you should rejoice in front of Hashem 7 days, usmachtem afnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim, that pasuk is talking about lifnei Hashem. What's lifnei Hashem? In front of Hashem, that means in the mikdash. In the mikdash, so then there's the mitzvah, usmachtem afnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim. Lifnei Hashem, in the mikdash, there's a mitzvah to take the arba minim all 7 days of Sukkos. The first part of the pasuk that said Lukachta Melchem B'yom HaRishon Pre-Eitz Hadar, that it says you should take the arba minim on the first day, that's talking about when you're not lifnei Hashem, when you're not in the mikdash. Outside the mikdash, there's only a mitzvah to take the arba minim on the first day of Sukkos. There's only a mitzvah d'araisa, at least, to take the Arba Minim on the first day of Sukkot. The Hemshech of the Pasuk is talking about in the Mikdash. In the Mikdash is a mitzvah all 7 days. Now there's a Machlokes Rishayim what Mikdash is referring to. When the Mishnah says that in the Mikdash there's a mitzvah all 7 days, Midaraisam, so what's the Mikdash? So Rashi and most Rishayim really, they explain that the Mikdash refers to the Makom HaMikdash, it refers to Har HaBayis. On Har HaBayis is a mitzvah all 7 days, which obviously then won't be relevant nowadays. However, the Rambam, throughout all of Shas, any time the word Mikdash comes up, where we have this chilik of Mikdash and Medina, so the Rambam Shita always is that Mikdash refers to the entire Yerushalayim. It doesn't just refer to Har HaBayis. Mikdash refers to the entire Yerushalayim, obviously meaning just the old city, the halachic Yerushalayim. It refers to the entire walled city of Yerushalayim, the entire old city. So based on that, the Bikur Yaakov, the Aruch Lener, in his Chidushim on Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Taf Reish, Nun, Ches, Sif, Aleph, so the Bikur Yaakov, he writes that it should come out, according to the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah d'araisa in the old city all 7 days of Sukkot. That in Yerushalayim, if a person goes to the old city today, he'll be mekayim a mitzvah d'araisa. Outside the old city, there'll only be a mitzvah on the first day of Sukkot. But if he goes into the old city, so then he'll have a mitzvah all 7 days, which the Aruch Lener himself points out is a big chiddush, because none of the Rishayim and Achrayim seem to point this out, that according to the Rambam, it's shayach even today, a mitzvah all 7 days of Sukkot. And Rav Liashev Taka went with this. Rav Liashev has a tshuva about it, and Koivitz tshuvas in Chelik Aleph, Simon Samach Vav, where he defends the shita of the Aruch Lener. And Taka, Rav Liashev used to go to the Kaisel every Cholamayit, every year of Sukkot, every Cholamayit, to be Mekayim, the mitzvah d'araisa of Arba Minim, according to the Rambam. He used to go to the Kaisel every single day of Cholamayit to be Mekayim this mitzvah. Because that's what seems to come out, that according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah in the entire old city of Yerushalayim, even today, that there's a mitzvah d'araisa. However, Lamaisa, the Aruch Lener, is kemad das yachid in this. Most Achrayim argue for various reasons. There's Or Sameach and his Chidushim on Sukkah, on Mem Gimel Men Aleph, where he mamish attacks the Aruch Lener for this Chiddush. He calls it the Shibush Gadol, and he asks a lot of different kashas on the Aruch Lener. Ramesha Sternbach has a lot of tshuvas on about this, and tshuvas van Hagais, in Chelek Dalet, Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, in Chelek He, in Simen Reish Yotes, in Chelek Vav, in Simen Kuf Nun. He has many tshuvas where he brings different kashas, and basically what it comes down to it is that it could be that even according to the Rambam, that Mikdash refers to the whole old city, it refers to the whole Yerushalayim, it could be even the Rambam agrees that the mitzvah, all 7 days of Sukkot, is only when you're Mekayim v'samachtem ufnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim. When you're able to be misameach in front of Hashem for 7 days. But nowadays, that there's no Beis HaMikdash, so it could be even the Rambam would agree that we're lacking that simcha, and that therefore there's not going to be a mitzvah d'araisa. Lamaisa, for whatever the reason is, the most paiskim do not seem to go like the Bikur Yaakov, like the Aruch Lener, and therefore, unfortunately, as of today, they hold that there is no mitzvah d'araisa anywhere. That the mitzvah d'araisa of Shivas Yamim does not apply nowadays. Al Gabanim says the Mishnah. So it's starting from the beginning. Berishayna Hayalulav Nita B'Mikdash Shiva V'Abedina Yoimecha. So it used to be originally when we had a base of Mikdash. So there was a mitzvah 7 days in the Mikdash and 1 day b'Medina, 1 day outside Yerushalayim or outside the Har HaBayis. However, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Hiskin Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, so Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai made a takana, Sheyehei Lulav Nito B'Medina Shiva Zecher LaMikdash. He made a takana that we should take Arba Minim, we should have a mitzvah of Arba Minim all 7 days of Sukkot as a Zecher LaMikdash. So meaning, even though where we live, there is no mitzvah d'araisa, either because we're living in the Medina, maybe because Mikdash is only Har HaBayis, so we're all b'Medina, or even if Mikdash is Yerushalayim, but there's no Beis HaMikdash nowadays. So being that we don't have a mitzvah anymore, as a zecher for when there was a Beis HaMikdash, so as a zecher for when there was a Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yechim and Zaka made a takana that we should remember the Beis HaMikdash, and we should remember the mitzvah that we once had to shake Arba Minim all 7 days of Sukkot, and therefore he instituted this idea that we take Arba Minim all 7 days of Sukkot. It's all a zecher l'mikdash. Another takana that Rabbi Yechim and Zaka made is v'sheyehei yoyim hanaf kulei aser. he made another takana that the entire Yom Hanaf should be aser. So what's that referring to? So Rashi explains that Bisman the Mikdash, when we had the Beis HaMikdash, so the halacha was, is that a person is not allowed to, I mean it still is that a person is not allowed to eat chadash, he is not allowed to eat from the new grains until the Karban Omer, which is brought on the second day of Sukkot. Until they bring the Karban Omer on the second day of Sukkot, all the grains that grew in that previous year, that were harvested in that previous year, so those grains are aser to eat until they bring the Karban Omer on the second day of Sukkot, on the second day of Pesach. Nowadays, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash yet, so the halacha is, we dashed it from the Psukim, that already on the morning of the second day of Pesach, as soon as it's sunrise, as soon as it's morning, so then you're allowed to eat from the Chadash, you're allowed to eat from the new grains. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that even though, technically speaking, midaraisa, we should be allowed to eat already from the morning of the Yom HaNaf, of the second day of Pesach, even though technically we should be allowed to eat the entire day, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that the whole day is aser to eat chadash. And we'll see in the Gemara that the reason for that is because he made a takana because Shema Yibana Beis HaMikdash, that hopefully the Beis HaMikdash will very soon be rebuilt, and people are going to think that, oh, last year, I remember, as soon as it became the second day of Pesach, we were allowed to eat from the new grains, and they're not going to know that last year, when we didn't have a Beis HaMikdash, we didn't have a Karban Omer, so therefore the morning was takamataras to eat from the new grains. However, now that we have a Beis HaMikdash, so we have to wait until they bring the Karban Omer. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai anticipated the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he made a takana that the entire second day of Pesach, you're not allowed to eat from the new grains. So now Tosfos over here points out that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a lot of takanas. So what's the pshat that the Mishnah puts these two together? The first one we understand, that the lulav is nitol b'medina shiva zeichel mikdash, that has to do with our mesechta. We were discussing the mitzvah of arba minim, so the Mishnah says that when we had the Beis HaMikdash, it was 7 days in the mikdash and 1 day b'medina, and so it makes sense, it's appropriate in this mesechta to put that first takana. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana after the Charban Habayis that nowadays we take the Arba Minim all 7 days of Sukkot. But why does the Mishnah mention this second takana, this idea, Shigehei Yom Hanaf Kulei Aser? Why does that belong over here? So Taisus says it brings it agav, that since we met, the two takanas were made together, so agav, the fact that we mentioned the first takana, so we mentioned the second takana, which was also made at the same time. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made both of these two takanas together, and so therefore, once we mentioned the one about lulav, we mentioned the other one about the Karban Omer, about the Chadash. However, Taisus then ends off with a kasha that in Menachos on Samech Siman Aleph, when it mentions the second takana, it mentions this takana of Chadash, Sheyehei Yom Hanaf Kulei Aser, it doesn't mention this other takana of Lulav, it doesn't mention the first one. So what's the pshat in Sukkah? It mentions the Yom Hanaf Kulei Aser Agav, the one about Lulav, since they were made together, it mentions it Agav. And in Menachos, the Gemara, the Mishnah over there, mentions the second takana, it mentions Sheyehei Yom Hanaf Kulei Aser, and it doesn't mention the one about lulav derech agav. So I saw an incredible teretz from the brother of the Imre Emes, from Rav Moshe Bitzalel, that he said an incredible teretz. He said that what's the pshat even that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made these two takanas together? Why did he make this takana of lulav all 7 days of Sukkot together with Shiyehei Yom Hanaf Kulei Aser? What's the pshat he made these two takanas together? So says Rav Moshe Bitzalel that the reason why he made these takanas together is because at first he made the takana that the lulav should be taken all 7 days as a zeichel mikdash. So he announced in shul, whatever it was, he made a public announcement that nowadays I'm making a takana, everyone should take the lulav all 7 days as a zeichel mikdash. People, when they heard about this takana, they got very sad. They got very sad. Why is he making a takana as a way to remember the mikdash? It seems like he's anticipating that we're going to have a very long time period where we're not going to have a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, he's scared we're going to forget about the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why he had to make a takana so that we don't forget. And so people got very sad. They took this as a sign that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is anticipating a very long galus. So therefore, when Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai saw that, he right away made a second takana. He said, that's not what's going on over here. And he made a takana, shiyehe yoyim anaf kulei aser. He made a takana that the entire second day of Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chadash. Why? Because I'm anticipating the Beis HaMikdash is going to come back very soon. Shemi Ibana Beis HaMikdash. Maybe we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash very soon, and people are going to be confused. They're going to say, last year we ate chadash right away in the morning. And they're going to think that this year they're allowed to do that too. And really now we need the Karban Omer. So Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, when he saw that people were sad about his first takana, he made this second takana, showing that no, Shemi Yibana Beis HaMikdash, I'm anticipating Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, that soon the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, and therefore there's no reason to be sad. So therefore, says Ramesha B'Tzalel, says the brother of the Imre Emes, that's why in Sukkah, when he mentions the takana, Shiyehe Lulav Nital B'Medina Shiva, so we here in our Masechta, it mentions the takana, Shiyehe Yoyim Anav Kulayas, because the Tana doesn't want us to get sad and to only see the takana of lulav zeicher lamikdash. Kilu Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai is anticipating a long galus. So therefore, the Tana put the two together. However, in Menachos, when we have the takana, sheyehe yoyim anaf kulei aser, because meheri yiban the Beis HaMikdash, because soon the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, so there's no need to mention the other takana of the lulav, a beautiful teretz by Ramesha B'Tzalel. Says the Gemara Vayter, Minalan davdinan zeichel hamikdash. What's the makar to this idea that we make takanas, that Chazal are supposed to make a takana as a zeichel hamikdash? So Amar Rabbi Yechanan explained, the Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, Ki Allah ruchalach, Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, because I'm going to heal you, umimakei sayich erpaich, nuum Hashem, ki nidachach karulach, tziyon hi doirish einla. So that the ikar is the ending of the pasuk, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, tziyon hi doirish einla, that tziyon, that Yerushalayim doesn't have anyone seeking it out. So the Gemara is medayik, that doirish einla, Kadosh Baruch Hu is kilu giving mussar, that no one's seeking out Yerushalayim, mechlal debayi drisha, which is gives the impression that really we're supposed to be dairisha, we're supposed to be looking forward to it, we're supposed to be seeking it out. And that's the makar for the idea that we make a takana as a zeichel hamikdash, as a way of us getting us to anticipate the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. We see it as it from a diak in this pasuk that a Kadosh Baruch Hu says dairish einla, that they're supposed to be drisha. I saw Rosh Zalman in his chidushim over here on the Masechta, he says that being that the reason why we take Arba Minim all 7 days of Sukkot nowadays is a Zeichel LaMikdash, which the Gemara here says that what's the Makar for Zeichel LaMikdash? It's to be Dairish Tzion. So he says it wouldn't make sense to take the Arba Minim all 7 days and not talk about Yerushalayim. He says, Avada, that means when we're taking the Arba Minim all 7 days, we should be discussing this with our families and we should be telling them, do you know why we're taking the Lulav all 7 days? It's that we should remember Tzion. It's that we should remember the Beis HaMikdash. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. The whole reason for the takana was a zeichel hamikdash. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman points out, so then for sure when we're doing it, when we're taking the Arba Minim all 7 days, we should be mentioning that to our mishpachas, to our families. We should be telling them and explaining to them that the reason why we're taking the Arba Minim all 7 days is as a zeichel hamikdash, is to be dairis tzion, which you see from this Gemara really the importance of really thinking about Yerushalayim. The pasuk says, "Achol meisayich Yerushalayim yifkadeti shomrim." It says it's a pasuk in Yeshaya in Perek Sam. That on the walls of Yerushalayim, hifkadeti shomrim, I appointed shomrim. So the pashup shad of the pasuk is mashma, to appoint shomrim is someone to watch the city, to guard the city, to make sure that the city is safe. However, the Radak writes an unbelievable thing. The Radak says what it means. Hifkadeti shomrim, says the Radak, yesh lefarish al kol yisrael begalusam. It's referring to klal yisrael during galus. Hifkadeti shomrim. Who are the shomrim? It's klal yisrael and galus. Shem shomrim v'tzayfim tamei binyan Yerushalayim. That they're constantly seeking out and waiting and anticipating the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Umazkirim b'nei Yerushalayim b'yayimu v'layla. They mentioned b'nei Yerushalayim in tefillah every day, morning and night, but tefillaisam ubeberchayseim, and in their benching and their brachas, they mention Yerushalayim. Shomrim is like from the lashon of the pasuk that it says by Yosef's dreams. It says the Yaakov Avinu. It says va'aviv shamar es adavar. Rashi says that he anticipated. He was waiting for when's the dream going to come true. To be shomer something means to anticipate, to wait for it. When's it going to come? Says the Radak, that's the meaning of the pasuk, Achoy Meisayich Yerushalayim, that on your walls of Yerushalayim, Hifkadeti Shaimrim, I appointed Shaimrim, I appointed people, that there's people that are exciting, that they're being Dairish Tzion, that they're waiting, when's the Beis HaMikdash going to come back? And they're really anticipating the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, that they're being Dairish Tzion. That's what the Radak says is the Shaimrim that Yeshaya was referring to in the pasuk, Hifkadeti Shaimrim. I saw also an incredible Chassam Sefer, covered Tisha B'Av, which will hopefully soon turn into a Yontif. I saw the Chassam Sefer, he writes in one of his drushes, apparently in the year 1836, L'min Yonam, so there was an earthquake that happened in the cities of Tzfas and Tveria in the north of Eretz Yisrael. And there were thousands of people that lost their lives. So the Chassam Sefer in a drusha, it's printed in drushes Chassam Sefer in the Chelik Beis, Daf, Resh Pei Tas Amid Beis. The Chassam Sefer says, you know why this earthquake happened in the north of Eretz Yisrael? Says the Chassam Sefer, Kinnas Yerushalayim Asus Azais, that it was Yerushalayim, the kinna of Yerushalayim, the jealousy of Yerushalayim that made the earthquake. Yerushalayim, the place, says the Chassam Sefer, the place of Akidas Yitzchak, where, the place where Yaakov Avinu fell asleep and had his dream with the Sulav Mutzav Arza and Reisha Magia Shemaima, and that's the place of Harabayis, it's the place that the Shechina never left the Kaisel HaMaravi, says the Chassam Sefer, and there were people in those times that apparently they were moving up north. They were going to Eretz Yisrael, but they weren't going to Yerushalayim. They were going up north. They were going up north, and says the Chassam Sefer, because of that, it was like a bizayon to Yerushalayim. They were mevaza Yerushalayim, and because of that, kinas Yerushalayim asa zeis. So Yerushalayim took out its anger. Says the Chassam Sefer, that's what brought the earthquakes to the north. That Yerushalayim was showing its jealousy, that Yerushalayim took out its kinna and brought an earthquake to those cities. Which again, you see the importance of being Dairish in general, Eretz Yisrael for sure, but more specifically, it's Hashem's Yerushalayim, it's our Yerushalayim, that we need to be careful how we treat it and how we view it. Rabbi Reisman writes in one of his Sfarim that not only do we need to be careful about how we view Yerushalayim and how we treat it, but we have to be careful how we talk about Yerushalayim. He points out that in the Shir Shal Yoyim on Mondays, so we call Yerushalayim our Kala. And so he says that just like a person wouldn't talk badly about his Kala, a person has to be careful how he talks about Eretz Yisrael. A person wants to know how the weather is in Eretz Yisrael. It's beautiful. It's amazing to be in Eretz Yisrael. A person has to be careful how he talks about Eretz Yisrael, befrat Yerushalayim. A person has to be careful about how he talks about Yerushalayim. Before we go weiter, I'll just end off with one last interesting thing that Rabbi Reisman writes over there, Lekava Tisha B'Av. He brings the Gemara Baba Basra on Ayin Heim Abiz. It warns that Yerushalayim in Mashiach's times is not going to be like Yerushalayim today. Today, a person, he could buy a ticket, at least on Halal, and he could make sure, and he could get here to Eretz Yisrael, and he could come to Eretz Yisrael. However, in Mashiach's times, the Gemara says that Yerushalayim is not going to accept all visitors. It's going to be invitation only. It's only if you're invited, then you're going to be able to come to Eretz Yisrael. Then you'll be able to come to Yerushalayim. So says the Gemara, says Rabbi Reisman, how can we ensure that we're going to get invited? The Gemara says it's by invite only. Everyone wants to get a ticket. How can we get invited? Says Rabbi Reisman, he writes a mashal. He says, imagine a boy is going out with a girl. And he decides that, you know, she isn't for him. He doesn't like certain things and she's not for him. So he calls, he tells the shadchan, you know, that she's not for him. Lemaisa, the day after he calls things off, the girl wins the lottery and she becomes a millionaire. $100 million. She wins $100 million. So now imagine the guy now, he calls her up and he says, you know, I was thinking maybe I made a mistake. Oh, maybe you are the right girl for me. So she'll slam down the phone, you know, if I wasn't good enough for you yesterday before I made the money, so now all of a sudden I'm good for you? That doesn't make any sense. So too, says Rabbi Reisman, you want to get invited to Yerushalayim? Don't just go, don't just want to go and talk about Yerushalayim then when Mashiach comes. You have to go visit your Kala now. Go to Yerushalayim now. Be Dairish Tzion now. If a person can't get there, so at least be thinking about it. Be thinking about it now, and then a person could be assured, if he's Dairish Tzion today, then he'll be assured invitation when Mashiach comes into Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara Vayter now. The Mishnah said, Vishyehe Yoyim Hanaf, that the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's second takanam was that the entire second day of Pesach, so the whole day is usher to eat from the new grains. So says the Gemara, we spoke it out when we read the Mishnah, but says the Gemara, my taima, why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai make this takana that the whole second day of Pesach, a person's not allowed to eat chadash? So says the Gemara, because Meheir Yiban the Beis Hamikdash, because soon the Beis Hamikdash, we're going to have the Beis Hamikdash back very soon. The Yomrim, people are going to say, Ishtakad Milo Yachalnu Bahayir Mizrach. Last year, didn't we eat as soon as it became sunrise? As soon as the day began, we were allowed to eat from the new grains. So Hashtanami Nechol, and they're going to assume that also, okay, so now also, let's eat. It's already morning. Let's eat from the new grains. Pashachris, let's have some bread from the new grains. V'inu lo yadi, and they're not going to know, they're not going to realize that no, the ishtaka d'loy have a Beis HaMikdash last year when there was not yet a Beis HaMikdash, so heir mizrachitir. So taka, the morning, that was not there, the new grains. But hashta, d'ika Beis HaMikdash, but nowadays that we have the Beis HaMikdash, so aymer matir. It's the carbon aymer, which is matir us, to eat from the Chadash. And therefore, because people might make this mistake, so Rabbi Yoich ben Zakkai said that even nowadays, the whole day is aser to eat from the Chadash. Now says the Gemara, the Ibane Emas, when is it that we're Chayshish, so to speak, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, that we're going to have this Chashash? If the chashash is that maybe it's going to be rebuilt on the 16th day of Nisan, on the second day of Pesach, hare hiter heir mizrach. There's no reason for such a chashash, because if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt on the 16th, on the second day of Pesach, so that means once it already became morning, so taka, the chadash already became mutter. Because since that day we didn't have the Beis HaMikdash, so the morning was matir, the chadash. Ella de Ivni Bechamesar. Rather, the chashash is that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will get rebuilt on the 15th of Nisan, or earlier, but from the 15th day of Nisan and earlier. Mechatzei Sayyim Ul Halon, well, says the Gemara, if that's the chashash, so then Mechatzei Sayyim Ul Halon Tishri. So then it should be mutter to eat from the new grains already halfway through the day on the Yom Hanaf, on the second day of Pesach. Why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai have to aser the entire day? Even if the Beis HaMikdash gets rebuilt before the 16th day of Nisan, so at most, we're only going to have to wait until Chatzei Sayyim on the second day of Pesach. Because as we'll see soon, that even when they brought the Karban Omer was always brought before Chatzeis. At some point before Chatzeis, the Karban Omer was always brought. So even if you want to be Chayshish that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt before the second day of Pesach, there's still no reason for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to aser the whole day to eat from the Chadash. Just aser the first half of the day. Aser until Chatzeis. From Chatzeis and onwards, even when we have a Beis HaMikdash, it will always be mutter to eat from the Chadash. The Atnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, the Harachaykim, people that lived far away from Yerushalayim, and they didn't know when the Karban Omer was brought, so Mutarin Mechatzeis Hayayim Ulahalon, they're allowed to eat from the new grains from the Chadash already from Chatzeis Hayayim and onwards. Lefisha ain't Bezdin, it's Aslan Bay. Because Bezdin is not lazy when it comes to bringing the Karban Omer, and therefore they could assume by Chatzeis that for sure the Karban Omer was already brought. So why is it that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asered the entire day? So says the Gemara, Leitzricha de Imni Bilelia. Because there's a concern that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt on the night of the 16th, Inami Samach L'Shkia Sachama, or right before Shkia Sachama of the 16th, meaning on the 15th, but right before Shkia Sachama, when it's going to be too late to go prepare the Karban Omer. And then such a year, they're not going to be able to get the Karban Omer already in time, and to bring it by Chatzais. Not because of laziness, there's just Pasha won't be any time. So they'll have to bring the Karban Omer later in the day. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had to aser the entire second day of Pesach, because maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt during these times, and it will be impossible to bring the Karban Omer before Chatzais on the second day of Pesach, and therefore people are going to make a mistake, and they'll say, last year we were eating, and this year also let's eat, and they're not going to know that they really have to wait until the Karban Omer is brought. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, he says a different pshat in Rabbi Yochanan, a whole different pshat. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that which he asered the whole second day of Pesach from eating from the new grains, it's not because of a takana, because of a gzeira, meheri yibana beis hamikdash. Rather, it's because he's going like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar min ha-Torah hu aser, who says that when there's no beis hamikdash, the entire second day of Pesach is aser midaraisa to eat from the new grains. The chsiv he darshins from that which the pasuk says, ad etzem hayoyim hazeh, it says that you're not allowed to eat chadash ad etzem hayoyim.
Yom Hazeh, until this day, that Adi Tzumai Shal Yom, it's talking about until this day, until the 16th day of Nisan, not until sunrise, rather it's until the actual day of the 16th day of Nisan, V'kasavar Ad V'ad B'chlal, and he holds that when the Torah asks the Chadash until this day, until the 16th, so it includes the 16th itself. So the whole 16th day, when there's no Karban Omer, is aser to eat chadash, mina taira. And so that's why Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai aser the entire second day of Pesach. Not because of a gzeira, not because of a takana, rather midaraisa like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Well, says the Gemara, umisavar le kevase, is that really true that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai holds like Rabbi Yehuda that there's an iser midaraisa to eat from the chadash the entire second day of Pesach? Vamiflag palagale, but we know that they argue. That now we learned in the Mishnah, mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, Shehei Yoyim Anav Kulei Aser. So Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai made a takana that the entire second day of Pesach is Aser to eat from the new grains. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, however, Rabbi Yehuda argued, and Rabbi Yehuda said, V'haloi min ha-Toyru hu Aser, isn't it Aser mid-Araisa to eat from the new grains? Dichsiv ad etzem ha-Yoyim Azeh, ad Yitzumah shel Yoyim, like we just darshened. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai are arguing. It seems like Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai was only saying a Takana, and Rabbi Takana mid-Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yehuda argued on Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, and he said that no, it's min ha-Toyru. So says the Gemara, no, it's not Shver. Rabbi Yehuda hu dekatoi. Rav Nachman will tell you that that's just because Rabbi Yehuda didn't understand Rabbi Yechanan. He made a mistake. Who savar midrabanan kamar? He thought that Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai was saying a takana midrabanan. However, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda then argued and he said that no, it's minat Torah. However, v'lohi, really he just didn't understand Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai correctly, and midaraisa kamar. When Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai said that the whole second day of Pesach is aser to eat from the new grains, he meant it's aser minat Torah. Ah, frekta gemara va hiskin kamar. But it says hiskin Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. It says that Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai made a takana. So it sounds like it's only midrabanan. Says the gemara, no, it's not shver with the lashon of hiskin. My hiskin, darash vehiskin. When it says hiskin, it means, it just says hiskin because he made this new drasha. He was darash, he made a new drasha, vehiskin, and he established it. It doesn't mean it's a takana midrabanan. Rather, really, says Rabbi Nachman, that the reason for Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai that the whole second day of Pesach is aser to eat from the Chadash is because of a din Torah like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda.